everyone, and welcome back to the VOD check. I never know what to say after that.
I mean, hey.
Right? But anyways, this week on Brittany and Chris's life.
Brittany and Chris's life.
Right, our life. It's been another crazy, another doozy. Well, for me. Chris, how has your week been? Let's hear about what you got going on.
Well, I mean, my week's been pretty just busy, honestly. I worked 6 days straight. Like, today's my only off day, and I'm back at it again tomorrow. Yeah, it's been pretty rough. Like, the only really bad day at work I had was yesterday, and that was just because of miscommunication, and I'm not even going to get into it. That's literally just the overall day is miscommunication with every single person I talk to. So, yeah, and then I have been starting a new diet. I've been doing the keto diet, and I have already seen results. Like, I'm fucking with it. I'm liking it. I already know my body's not, like, in complete ketosis, or however the fuck you say that word.
Ketosis. I think you said it right the first time.
Okay. It's been not really difficult. The food is so good. You can really eat whatever the fuck you want. My diet is pretty much set up. I don't eat anything until 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Like, that's my eating window. But I honestly, because of my work schedule, I've only been eating at, let's say, maybe 5-6 o'clock-ish. So I just eat whatever, like, around that time. It's all low-carb shit. And it's been, honestly, good. Health-wise, I've been sleeping a lot better. I don't really sweat a lot. I noticed that, too. Oh, my God, I don't sweat. I used to sweat a lot really bad at night. And I haven't sweated at all this week. Wow, that is incredible, too. But, I just see the improvement in, like, my health. Just, like, how I am at work. I can't say that I've seen results, like, in my stomach, honestly. But that could be just me. Just being difficult on myself. Yeah, the food is really good. And honestly, I was going to tell you, I'd recommend it for you because it also helps with like IBS and like mood overall. Like, that people, if you eat like a lot of meat and fast food and like all that junk, like, you can really tell the difference, like, when you change your diet just eating a little bit. It's incredible. Like, I feel really good. Like, I could eat like this forever. I'm only doing this diet though until I lose like the amount of weight that I want to lose. And then even then, like, I'm still going to start just balancing what I eat, because I mean, losing weight is just pretty much all about portions and just, you know, when do you eat, and make sure that you're active somewhere in between all that, you know. And that's not really hard. I mean, 30 minutes of just speed walking, I mean, you're pretty much good for cardio. Like, that helps burn fat really quick, especially on a keto diet. Like, I can't wait to start going back to the gym. I just need time for it.
I feel that.
Yeah, I've been doing a diet. What else has happened? Oh yeah, I've been playing Biomutant. Is really fucking fun. It is on the PS4 and I think on Xbox. I'm not sure. But either way, it's super fucking fun. It's like an open world. It's like Bayonetta meets, what was the other one? Like, Devil May Cry meets Breath of the Wild. Like, it's like an open world. Oh my God, what is happening to this box next to me? It's an open world, like, RPG. Like, it's, what's an RPG? I don't know what to call it. I don't know. You just have to see gameplay on it. I would not recommend watching the trailer or anything like on the website, because it doesn't give enough hype to me. Like, I wasn't interested in this game at all, and I didn't even see reviews on it. It has really mixed reviews, but since this last update that it has, I mean, the game is extremely fun to me. Like, I can't fucking put it down.
Okay, well, that's all that matters then.
Yeah, like, it's pretty dope. So yeah, this week really hasn't been too bad. Like, it's, you know, new game, new diet. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I love to hear that.
Well, thank you.
That's great. So my week, so it's just felt like it's been miserable only because I don't have AC at my job right now. And so I've just been miserable being there. But aside from that, speaking of new games, I don't know if I talked about this last time, but I got Viva Pinata on the Xbox. I actually got the game. My garden is thriving. I haven't been playing much because I got really mad because I have so many pinatas now, and they're like, some of them are fighting, and the ones specifically that are fighting cost like 100 coins to revive, like to get them from being sick. And then like this little boy, he likes to come at night and destroy sick pinatas, and you can't even stop him. So I have to get them fixed before nighttime, and it's just a whole mess. I have to I have to protect the garden from predators. I have to water the trees or they don't grow, and then I don't get coins if I want to sell them, or they're just not good trees. It's just so much. And then these pinatas are out here fighting, and I'm just like, please stop. I'm about to sell their little asses and get them out of here, because I'm done with it. It's making me mad. I guess because, like, I've played before, I was just doing so much. So I've unlocked so much. Like, I got an expansion. For those of you that don't know what Viva Pinata is, because I'm just going on about it now, you get like a little garden and then you attract pinata animals to your garden. So I'm playing the first one. And then there's also Trouble in Paradise, which I also bought, but it seemed really complicated. So I was like, I'm gonna play Viva Pinata for now. I spent like $30 on both these games because I wanted them. The first ones you usually get are like worms, and it'll tell you what the pinata is attracted to and how to make them a resident. So you can attract them to your garden and then like figure out how to keep them. And they're like black and white when they come on your garden. And then when they become a resident, it's a whole thing and they like change colors and they're your pinata. You can mate your pinatas. So some of them have like different requirements. The worms you can just automatically mate as soon as you have another worm. But like with the sparrows, they have to eat a worm. So you have to like mate your worms to make more worms, so that way the sparrows can eat the worms and then they can mate, and then you just, it just goes on and on from there. And I was mating the crap out of some worms because you also get coins because you like little coin things, and then they all have a mating dance. It's kind of interesting.
Mating really dance
fun. Yeah.
Hey, they out here making more pinatas.
They are, yeah. And then they cut, like, when after they do their little mating dance, this little, like, fairy person or whatever brings an egg and drops it off. And then the egg, like, grows into a little baby. And then the little baby creates, like, a little cocoon almost, and then turns into a big pinata. It's pretty cool. It's fun. But I've just overwhelmed my island because there's this dude named Cetos, and he brings like seeds. So you talk to him, and I've noticed that you can get a maximum of 3 seeds per visit. And as soon as he hits my island, I'm clicking him because I'm like, where's my seeds at, boy? And he'll like say like random things. Like one of his things are like, the seeds say I shouldn't talk to you. And I'm like, tell the seeds to shut up. Give me my seed. And then there's like Leafos, and she's like who you start with, and Cetos is her brother, and he brings the seeds. So they're like the first two people you interact with. But when Cetos is on the island, I'm always like, give me a seed, boy. Like, because you can take those seeds and plant them, and then you can sell the plants that you make, or like if you make a tree, you could sell like the nuts or the apples that fall from the trees, and some bushes have like fruit. You could sell them or attract pinatas. There's just so much to do, and it's just really fun. So that was a highlight to my week, was getting that game. Yeah, that game's great. And then I also been taking this vitamin called St. John's Wort, and it's supposed to enhance your mood, and I've been taking those, and I think they have been helping, actually. That's are the really positives. Yeah. I'm like, anything that helps boost this mood is a plus. So I guess those are the highlights. It's just been hot, so I haven't been able to really think positive.
What the fuck you said? I drove to Kroger, and Kroger is like not far from my house at all. It's literally right almost in front of my house. But that drive there just to go get a quick pizza, like keto pizza, and then come back, I was drenched and I was just so hot. Like, it didn't make any sense. It was ridiculous today.
Yeah, it's super hot. The humidity here is deadly.
Oh yeah, it's really stupid. Man, it's all week and we started working upstairs. So the higher, you know, you are in a fucking building, the hotter it is. And it's not enjoyable.
I can imagine. So that's how it is at my job. I'm like, it's so hot. And then we have to wear the masks, vaccinated or not. And so it's just like you're sweating to that mask. And I don't know. I have to like chug waters because if not, I'm dead. And I'm drinking my coffee. So I'm like, I have to drink an extra water for the coffee I've consumed. That's dehydrating me even more. It's rough. I hate the summertime.
Yeah, like when it gets this hot, it's unbearable. Like in 70 degree weather, like sunny, cloudy, like that's cool. That's whatever.
Yeah.
Like that's literally whatever. But right now, this ain't it.
No.
And our back room, like because the sun's setting, the rooms in the back are ridiculously hot.
Yeah, it ain't for me. I'm ready for fall because one, I'm ready for Halloween, and two, I'm just ready for Mother Nature to turn the AC back on.
Please.
It's too hot and I hate the bugs. I just do not like bugs. Like, I do not care. Like, as you know, I don't even like bees, and I'm just like, I'm done with it. All of it. I was actually thinking about fixing up my front of my house and doing a little garden up there.
Here you are talking about you don't like bugs and you're about to try to start a garden.
I'm gonna try. Make it, well, look a little nice.
What kind of, where are you gonna grow?
I don't know, because I'm getting, so there's like a pine tree in front of my house and I'm gonna get that shit taken out.
No. Yeah. It's so big and beautiful.
It's too big. No, sell it. I'm getting that taken out of the ground and I'm giving my friends the firewood.
Man, you should sell that tree. Somebody out Sango will grab that bitch.
I just, I don't want it anymore. So I want to get rid of it. And then I'm thinking about trying to like dig up the little bushes. And I don't know what I want to plant there yet, but making like a small little retaining wall around the bushes so my dogs will stop getting in the bushes. Mostly. But I think it would be cute. I don't know what to grow though, because I thought hostas would look good there, but they need shade and the sun hits there really bad. So I'm gonna have to do something that thrives in the sun.
I'm not too sure.
Yeah,
outdoor plants that like sun.
Maybe some flowers.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, I'm Googling it right now.
What about rose bushes? I really want some rose bushes.
I don't know if rose bushes are good in, like, direct sun for too long. I think they need partial shade as well.
Yeah. I mean, my dad has some rose bushes that grew big in his. I think the sun hits his yard in the front.
Oh, does it? Then they probably might need direct sun.
Yeah, his are, like, red rose bushes.
So, like, Russian sage.
I don't even know what that is.
What? Chrysanthemum? Oh, my goodness. Catmint, daylilies, lavender. Who the fuck wants to grow lavender in front of their house? What the fuck? Get out of my face. This isn't that stupid.
Purple? It's purple, right?
Yes.
Hey, that'd be cool. I'd be like, come to my house. I got that lavender garden. It's going to be peaceful.
You know what? That would be different. I mean, it will work.
Because I'm like, lavender, I don't know how to make lavender stuff, but if I grow lavender, can I use it?
Probably. I don't know. Of course. I mean, I wouldn't know how to like get it out of it or what you would have to do. I'm sure you can look it up.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about plants, but I want to just kind of make my house look nicer. I feel like making it look nicer might make me feel better. I don't know. So I'm like, nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it would give me something to do. Go out there and weed my garden.
You know what, Brittany? I take back what I said about the lavender garden. People really actually do that. Like, there are literally people with lavender gardens. So, if you do it, I know you'd be the first one to do it in Tennessee, because I ain't seen no shit like that.
Oh, I'm going to have to look it up. I'll figure something out. That would
be pretty nice. What color is your house? Isn't your house blue?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would look pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, blue and purple always look cool.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh! I'm excited. I'm going to make my house look like Alice in Wonderland. I'm going to be out here on the block. They're going to be like, look at that house, man. But I was like, if I get a garden, then I can get like little Halloween flags and decorate it up.
That'll be nice too.
I'll get like seasonal flags. I'll be out here. I'll decorate my house for every season.
You're going to be one of those people.
Yeah, why not?
Still, I remember there was there was a house on Lafayette that used to do that shit. You probably know exactly what house I'm talking about too. Like, that house they used to deck out their house every Christmas. That's right. Never mind. It wasn't every holiday. But during Christmas, like, every inch of their yard had like a Christmas figurine or Christmas lights or some type of Christmas display.
Yeah, but you know what's funny is the houses that do that, you never forget, because I swear there's like 5 houses I go and find every year to see what they got going on.
Yeah, there's some people that really put effort into it. Like, if I had the money, I definitely would do more. Well, I can't do anything to this apartment building. Like, I wouldn't fucking invest in that.
Right.
Plus, I don't think people would appreciate that, so.
Well, I mean, you can put like a little bit of lights up. You just have to be more subtle about it.
Yeah, I do. Like, the only thing I do is like, put the rainbow lights around the window sills in the front. Yeah. And my house already has, you've seen the Christmas lights just around the top of my house, like in the living room and shit.
I remember when I went to go see you, you were like, we're the only apartment with lights.
And I love it. And I don't want no one to take that fucking idea, because I think it's great. Like, a house that doesn't have actual main lights in it, like, you only go off of the sunlight, which I mean, it's cool, but during the summer, that sucks ass.
Yeah.
So all shades are down. And, you know, when it's getting dark, like here in a couple hours, we're just going to cut the motherfuckers on. And it's just a nice lighting, like, especially for the living room and dining room area. Like, it just looks nice.
I feel that. That's why I like the LEDs that we put up in the house, because I like not having to have like a main light on unless I need it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm just chilling.
My LED lights on the TV, they have fallen off so many times, and I can't seem to find that like adhesive shit that it came with. So I don't know how to actually put them back onto the TV.
I don't know. You might have to get some clips, because I got like these sticky clips that like stick and hold.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the ones that go on the wall, like the clear ones? Oh, you put that on the back of your TV?
Well, mine are like little white ones that came with it. I don't see why not. I mean, you're already putting adhesive, as long as the adhesive isn't super sticky.
I feel you. It's just the TV and the, like, where it's at in the back. Like, it's a it's flat. It's just, it's a little curved. So,
yeah.
I'm trying to think on how I would actually hook that. I don't know.
Well,
figure it out.
These have, like, a sticky in the front, like a tab that's in the front. And then the hook is, like, covers that, if that makes sense. The sticky and the hook face the wall.
Yeah.
So it's not like you hang them from the hook. They like hold them down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I might have some extra. If I have some extra, I'll let you know.
Yeah, that would be great, because that it just they're like just dangling back there now. I mean, where they're at, they kind of like shine upward towards the ceiling. So like they shine a little bit on that back wall and down on the floor. So it looks brighter. So I guess it's okay. But it looked better as like the trim of the actual TV in the back.
I like the TV lights. The only thing I don't like is everything triggers them. So they'll start flashing and I'm like, please stop. Or they'll turn themselves on in the middle of the night. And I'll
I don't have that problem. I don't know what you're doing. You got ghosts. I don't know what that is.
Both of my TV lights do it, but they're the same exact light. And I hate
really?
It. Really? Yeah.
It's probably like a, ooh, what's the word? Defect. In that brand. Maybe just the two that you have.
Maybe. Or maybe both the TVs they're on are smart TVs. So I don't know if that would have anything to do with it or not.
Yeah, it is weird for them to cut on randomly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I do not like it because I don't like any. I like a little bit of light when I'm asleep because I'm scared of the dark. So I have like a little night light. But I really don't like that kind of light, especially LEDs on when I'm trying to sleep.
You know, it's interesting that you say you sleep with a night light, because I don't think I know anyone that doesn't. Like, even the people I've dated, anyone that I've ever, like, spent the night over at their house, like, they have to have some type of light on. And I don't know why. I think it's weird. Not weird, but I think it's weird for me because I don't sleep with any light on. I don't mind sleeping with a light on, but I mean, if I could sleep in, like, pitch darkness, like, that's what's up.
I don't know. I'm scared of the dark. Like, when I open my eyes, I don't want to, like, not be able to see a little bit.
Oh, it's the best.
It's not to me.
Get that thrill going.
I don't want to be thrilling at night, especially because I get a lot of nightmares.
Oh, I understand. So, yeah. I mean, like I said, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, I stopped sleeping with, because not that I never used to do it. Like, I'd say I probably stopped doing that sophomore year of high school. I think that's probably because, like, there's a little lamp that I used to use, and the bulb in it gave out, and I just never replaced it. It just sat on my fucking desk. I used to use that as like a little light, and I would just fall asleep, and I didn't mind if that light was on. But I think after that just gave out, I never changed it. I think I just got used to sleeping in the dark. But yeah, every single person I know, I don't know anyone else. Everyone sleeps with some type of light on.
Yeah.
Even TV light. And that counts.
Yeah. I also drink a lot of water before bed. So sometimes in the middle of the night, I have to get up and go pee. So that's also another reason.
No, I feel you.
And I don't want to step on animals while on the way out. I have a million of them.
Yeah, and I definitely would not like that.
Probably not. But yeah, I got some sick night lights now. They like turn on when the lights go on or off. Yeah, when the light turns off, that activates them. And I'm not really sure.
Are they the motion sensor ones?
I guess they're like little owls.
Oh, I don't know what those are.
They're just like some kid lights that just, they turn on whenever they sense darkness.
Hmm.
But it's nothing fancy. I guess they're kind of like little solar lights or something.
I remember the little wall lights that used to, there was like a spear, but it was like cut in half and you used to push it in. It was like a big light and you just pushed it into the wall and it would cut on and you can cut it back off by hitting it. I remember like the clicking sound it used to make. My mom fucking had those.
Yeah, I had when I was younger, I had night lights that I would turn on and off. But I like these because they just turn on and I'm like, this is so convenient. And they're in the wall. I have a little pink owl in my room. It's cute. Got them on Amazon. If anyone needs a night light, they have a good selection.
Ooh, speaking of Amazon, I ordered shit off of Amazon, sadly. And it was only because I could not find the deals anywhere else online. Like, I hate that. I hate when I have to go to Amazon. I really do.
Yeah.
I really tried to make it my last option, but I ordered some clippers and oh man, I can't remember what else I ordered. Well, it's gonna be a surprise because I can't remember. Wait, clippers and what else? Come on now. Never mind. Forget
True. I feel the same way about Amazon, but I have a hard
Oh,
time.
I'm sorry. Go on. I remember though.
I just was saying, I have a hard time not ordering from Amazon. It's like Walmart, in my opinion. Like, I hate them both, but they have everything, and it's so annoying. They almost
Yeah.
force you. Like, it's almost like they force you to use them because they have everything, and it makes me so mad.
Honestly, I don't like it either.
Yeah, but what was it? Tell us.
It was a blender.
Oh, okay.
So I can start making like berry smoothies and other blender shit.
Ooh, I want to start making smoothies because I've drank some recently and they were so good. So I'm like, I should just make my own.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. I'm really, really excited to see like the outcome on this diet, man. Like I've been eating nothing but like new foods and it's pretty great. Like it's surprising. Like I'm glad because when I first heard about the diet, honestly, I was skeptical and this was years ago because I was just like, there's no way. Like I can't see any results. And mainly because I couldn't see any before and after pictures online that I would found believable and from people's actual personal accounts. And so now when I look it up on social media, I see people actually doing it and sharing their recipes. And there's so many good recipes with shrimp and steak and just, oh my God, it's just great. But anyway, it's just fun because like I'm just so used to like going to the grocery store and literally buying the same shit or the same, like years ago, I used to microwave like the same shit. I was eating microwavable food for years and that was not working out for me after a while. So it's just nice to actually be cooking home cooked, like fresh meals every day. Like it's really
Yeah.
interesting. And with that blender, I'm about to be, oh, it's gonna be lit. I can't wait to have people over, like anything I cook or not I cook, anything Brandon cooks because he's been the one mainly cooking. I want to cook something. But anything that is cooked is definitely healthy and it's great. Like there's this veggie pizza that I can't fucking get over any. It tastes like barbecue chicken and it's not barbecue chicken at all. It's just a bunch of veggies and a cauliflower and broccoli crust. And it is insane.
Okay, sounds
Yep,
good.
it is good. It is the bestiest.
Nice. I've been trying to make some different foods too. I
I
made
can't wait to
this.
start doing teas too.
Ooh, teas. What kind of teas?
The ones that you introduced me to.
Okay. I love tea.
Yeah, I think you have a nice variety of teas.
Too much, but it's great.
Hey, that's great. Yeah.
I need to start just drinking tea and trying to limit my coffee, but I'm so addicted right now.
Could you drink coffee like just regular coffee?
Nah, even
No, that's
worse.
gross. That's worse.
I go to like Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts and a few other local coffee shops, and I get like frappuccinos and not healthy coffees at all, but they are so delicious. And I do this like every day. And if I don't go there, then I make like a cold brew at home. I just like pour the cold brew and a little bit of creamer and go about my day. And it's great. But I need to start just drinking teas because the sugar is what's killing me.
Yeah, sugar's bad.
But it's so yummy.
It's whatever. You can deal without. I don't have any sugar in my body right now, and it feels great actually. Like do it, Brittany. You should try it. I think you'd really like it. Like if you saw the food recipes, I promise you'd probably get into it because that's what got me into it. Like I just saw a bunch of keto recipes and like went to Instagram and like look at a bunch of posts and shit, and the food just got us so interested in it. And we make that shit now. And I'm like, wow, I just feel like we eat Instagram food. That's what we're doing over here.
We eat Instagram food.
Instagram food and Delish food from that Delish app because I've seen him using that app once. There is even this like one dish that he made. It had shrimp in it, and I don't know what like the main ingredient was. It wasn't rice. Like it looked like little eggs. I don't know. But regardless, it tastes like chicken dressing from like Thanksgiving, but it was shrimp, Brittany.
Interesting.
It's so weird. It's so weird, the food combinations, like the flavors that come out of food. There's so many interesting flavors of food.
Yeah.
I'm learning over here. Like, my body's happy. We about it. Ay.
Nice. I've been trying to make some Mexican recipes because I have like my little Mexican recipe book, and I made some black beans and chicken, and it actually turned out really good because it was really weird. So what I did was I had tenders, so I put them in the oven for like 25-ish minutes, and I topped them with this chicken seasoning I had, and it just seemed appropriate because it had like different seasonings, but it had like chili powder and stuff, and it just smelled like it would have went with what I was making. Yeah. And so I made that, and then like the topping was like a can of black beans drained, so I like drained them and rinsed them, and then it was half a cup of salsa, and I used medium like restaurant style salsa, and then I used a half a cup of white wine, like the cooking white wine, which I already had for chicken piccata. So I was like, ooh, nice. Like, I have another recipe I can use it for. And then it said to use like half a teaspoon. I think it was, or maybe it was 2 teaspoons of seasoned salt. Either way, it was too much. So next time I'm only going to use like half that. Then like mix that shit up. And then you top your chicken with it. And I also recommend heating up the sauce just a little bit if you like your beans a little bit warmer. But once I put it on top of the chicken, it was actually pretty good. I fucked with it, and it was so easy to make. Like, I just grilled chicken and then topped it with this shit. And I was like skeptical at first because when I tried the beans and salsa and stuff, I was like, it tastes a little weird. But then when I put it on the chicken, it complemented it so well.
Yeah, that sounds really good, actually.
It was so easy. I will make again.
Now, yeah.
But yeah, it said you can make it with like just chicken, like thighs, breasts, whatever. Like I said, I had chicken tenders. I was going to use the breasts, but chicken tenders are ready, so I used those. Like just little raw chicken tenders. Seasoned them. And grilling it would probably be good too with it.
Yeah,
I love grilled chicken. So good. But I'm out of charcoal. I have to go get some. But yeah, I've just been trying different recipes. I made banana bread out of one of the recipes in there. And I mean, it was very similar. I just feel like it was similar but different at the same time, but it was really good. And I made homemade empanadas, and I used apple. So it was like, they were like apple empanadas.
I've never had that.
It was good. I did like a croissant recipe. So I used croissants and put the apple in between. And then I put some cinnamon sugar on top. And it was good. I baked them, but next time I want to fry them. But it basically tastes, it's like kind of like a little pastry, but you can put anything in the empanadas. You can even put like meat in them, and it's like dough with a filling on the inside, basically. Like, they taste like little pies.
That does sound really good.
Yeah, they were good. You're over here
baking. I didn't know you could bake.
I love baking.
Shit, that's what's up. I would love to get in baking. Ooh, speaking of baking, do you like baking shows, competitive shows?
Sometimes.
Have you seen anything about the crime scene baking competition or whatever? I don't think. Is that the name of it? Let me make sure.
Yeah, it's like pretty much saying,
it's pretty much they have to go into a kitchen, and it's like a crime scene, and they have to guess what pastry was baked inside of the kitchen. And so you have to like look at the utensils and like the pans made and shit. And they have to go back into their kitchens, and they have to go bake it and then present it to the judges. And then whoever is the closest and tastes the best, you know, they win. And whoever wins this competition, I think they get $100,000. Oh. And it's on Hulu. Hold on. Let me see. What is it called? Crime Scene Kitchen. Wow. Anyway. It's really interesting. Like, if you ever get a chance, I definitely recommend it. It's very entertaining. It's not like any other cooking competition show I've seen. It's just so interesting to see, like, people, because I don't know shit about baking or too much about cooking, but that is going to change this year, I promise.
Hell yeah.
But if I get into baking, like, man, it would be so cool to just go into like a kitchen and be like, oh, you've used this. I know what ingredients make this pastry, or what you could possibly be doing with this piece of sheet or any of that. I just think that's wild. And some people get it like exactly how the cake looks when it's presented. It's insane.
Yeah, baking's fun. I want to do more with it because it's just, I prefer to bake over cooking, but I'm like, even if you cook, baking or cooking, as soon as you make something that looks good and tastes good, you feel so accomplished.
Hell yeah.
Like, that's how I feel. Like, I make this one stuff, chicken and teriyaki noodles. Basically, like, I make the noodles and, like, fry the noodles just a little bit to make them a little bit, not, like, crispy, but kind of crispy. I don't know. It's hard to explain. And then I make the chicken You can put like broccoli and carrots and onions and eggs, like a little bit of egg and stuff in it, and with some teriyaki sauce and a little bit of soy sauce kind of shit. And that shit bangs. And every time I make it, I'm like, this shit is so good. And it takes forever to make. It's like even better after it's made because I've been starving for like an hour. So I love it. But now I have a wok. So I'm hoping that when I make it again, that it's easier in the wok or cooks a bit faster. I'm really excited to use that.
Hell yeah. Look at us. We over here cooking shit and excited for new appliances and things.
Yeah, I like cooking a lot. It's the only thing that sucks is I feel like I need to start meal prepping because when I work, it's hard for me to want to cook after being on my feet. And I come home and I'm like, I just want something ready. So I really need to start trying to prep for the days that I'm working. And tomorrow I should prep and try to make things that I can just heat up real quick when I get home. Because I get home, I'm like starved. Like I need dinner now. And that's where I start snacking on things that are easier to snack on. Where if I would just have a meal ready, then I could just heat it up, eat it, and then feel great. It's just hard. I've decided I'm going to try to start not buying sweets as much and just trying to keep more fruit and veggies available for like snack food at night when I get hungry. Yeah. I'm like, I can just get like a fruit tray or make my own fruit tray. I'm about to just buy a tray where I can make my own fruit and veggie trays because it's going to be so much cheaper.
Yeah, it is. And you can reuse it.
Yeah, I buy like veggie trays and they're like $10 to $12. I'm like, I could literally get a head of broccoli, a head of cauliflower, a bag of baby carrots, and shit. That's probably it's still under like $5. And then I could put what I want because like I don't like tomatoes and a lot of the trays come with tomatoes. And I'm like, I don't eat those. So it's like a waste.
Who the fuck eats a tomato or a bear tomato? Like, what's wrong with you?
I just don't like them. Some people like the little, they're usually the cherry tomatoes.
Yeah.
Some people like them. I just don't. I've never liked them. Yeah, I'm that person that's like, I'll take that burger with no tomato. Like, I'm like, why do you even put that on there? Why can't that just be an add-on?
I can eat a burger with tomato on it. It's just that I gotta have it with something. Like, I can have it in my salad and I can eat it. I just not by itself. Like, I would not, like, out of a tray, just pick it up and just be like, scrumptious and a fucking tomato.
I don't like tomatoes at all.
Some people don't like them because of the texture. I never really noticed.
Yeah, I just don't like how a raw tomato tastes, like, at all. I can eat them if it's in spaghetti and it's cooked. I can tolerate it a bit more. But, like, raw tomato, I don't like it at all. It's just not my shit. Like, I used to not like cooked carrots, but now I love them. I love carrots in any
form.
Carrots
are really good. I love carrots and broccoli.
Yeah, I like cauliflower a lot. Like, I fuck with cauliflower. I can just eat it all day. I do like broccoli, but I like cauliflower more. So I'm like, shit, I'm just going to make a tray with that and a little bit of celery, and we in there.
Right.
And then I'd have my own, like, if I want dressing, I could just buy the dressing, and that would last me more than those little cups, because I could just use however much I want instead of just keeping it in a little container. So I'm like, I'm making my own fruit trays, my own veggie trays. I'm like, if I need some chocolate shit, I'll make some chocolate covered strawberries because that would just be a nice treat.
Ooh, it would.
I love those.
Oh my god, you got me thinking about like strawberries. Like, I can have chocolate, like I have to, it can only be dark chocolate. I don't know if I can have strawberries. Yeah, I can have strawberries. I think I need strawberries.
Shit, yeah. Just get you some like dark chocolate and dip the shit in there.
Yeah, that sounds good. I get paid Wednesday. We go into the grocery store. You already know.
Yes, I love chocolate and strawberries.
Yeah, it is pretty good. It actually is, yeah.
Yeah, I love them. Like, I like strawberries, but I like them when they're sweeter. They're not my favorite. I want to try raspberries. I've never tried those.
I like them dummy thick strawberries.
Them dummy thick. Yeah, the
ones that look like little booties.
I like, speaking of booties, I like peaches. Peaches are good.
They are.
I need to start eating more. I need to eat more fruit. What I don't like is cantaloupe. I hate cantaloupe.
Yeah, I don't like cantaloupe either.
Yeah, it's not my fave. I love watermelon, though.
Man, I had the most... dude, every bite of it was like a gush of water in my mouth. Like, it was so juicy. It was the best watermelon. It was like cut up. I think it was from Walmart. It was okay. In a little fruit tray too. Like, that's what made it even more upsetting, because I'm just like, oh my god, I don't know if I'm ever gonna get a watermelon like cut like this again. But it was so just juicy. Like, if I needed like something to drink, you could just bite that watermelon and you'd be hydrated like really quick.
I like getting big watermelons. It's just to cut it is such a task because it's all wet and stuff, and it gets your counter all wet if you're not putting it on a cutting board. But who has a big enough cutting board for a watermelon?
Right. I mean, there's over the years, I haven't cut one personally, but over the years, I've seen videos, like little clips of people cutting watermelons or like opening them. There's so many different ways to open a watermelon.
Yeah, I've watched those little tips and stuff, and I bought a watermelon knife.
A watermelon knife? I didn't know they made those.
Yeah, they have like watermelon knives. They're like, they look like watermelons, and they're like just big, and they cut really nice. I bought one because I like buying the cut up water. Well, I like to get a watermelon and cut it up, but I'm lazy, so I've been buying like those ones you were talking about, like the little trays that are already made. I tell you what, though, Publix has some good fruit.
They do. They also have good sushi.
I don't like sushi.
What? Really?
Yeah, I don't like fish.
Really? I didn't know you didn't like fish.
Yeah, I don't like seafood.
You don't like soup? Hold up now. Whoa. What do you mean? Why? Have you even had seafood? Have you had good seafood?
I mean, I went to that Korean place and they had like these shrimp tails and I ate it and it was good, but I tasted the fish a little bit. So I was like, I can only eat a few of these. I don't like fish taste. I did make some salmon before. It was in like my IBS cookbook and it was actually pretty good. Like I cooked it enough to where it didn't taste like fish, but I also cut the skin off to cook it because I don't like the skin. It freaks me out and looks gross. And I know that's where a lot of the protein is or like the good stuff, whatever, but no.
Brittany, you haven't had good fish or seafood. That's insane. You got to get some.
I don't like fish.
I can understand that, but shrimp and like what else? Have you had like fried fish?
I don't think so.
Fried fish is okay.
It doesn't taste fishy. It's the squishiness that gets me too.
Oh, well, no. Fried fish is crunchy. So you won't have to worry about that.
Okay. I would be open to try it. That would be about it. And I'm like, if I don't eat it all, I would just feel like it's a waste.
Well, listen, because I can't give a shout out to any place in Tennessee. I can't. If we go to Florida and I end up living there and you come visit, you are definitely going to all those restaurants. You just haven't had good fish. Like, that's really all that it is. Like, I don't ever order fish at a restaurant ever just because I don't like how people prepare it. Like, you really have to just cook it yourself or know someone who knows how to cook it. Like, I can't go out. Like, I can eat at Captain D's. I like Captain D's. Like, I like their fish and shrimp combos and shit like that. And, it's really good there. But anywhere else, like, nah, I can't. I can't do it. Like, I gotta either prepare it here or, like I said, Captain D's is expensive. But it's so worth it, though. Their food is so good. I trust them.
I've been there. I just always get their chicken tenders meal. But I like their food. Like, I like their rolls and stuff.
You get chicken tenders at a seafood restaurant, Brittany?
Yes, I do. And I enjoy them.
They must be good. I've never had their chicken tenders.
They're good. And I get that corn on the cob. Hey, I love corn.
Oh, yeah.
So good. And they got green beans. I love a place that got green beans for the side because I love green beans. I'm not going to lie. Like, if I can get something other than fries, that's life to me because I swear, like, it's convenient to go to fast food, but the fries, it's what is not good. I mean, a lot of it's not good, but the fries and the fact that everything is fried is not good. But if they could just offer some veggies.
Just some veggies would be great.
That's what I'm saying. Like, give me some fucking green beans or something. Like, I'm tired of French fries. I want some chicken nuggets and some green beans or some carrots or some fucking asparagus. Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts.
I think the cost of having like those kind of other vegetables is just out of their pockets, maybe. I don't know. Like, not too many restaurants offer too many good side choices, in my opinion, when it comes to their meals or combos.
And that's why I'm like, why even go spend the money at a restaurant that has basic sides that you can make at your home even better?
Right. You only know the only restaurant that I let slide with that kind of shit is Cookout. And that's just because they have like a wild ass combination of food you can get.
They got so much and they're affordable.
That is the number one part.
For real. And you can be like hungry at 2 a.m. and be like, Cookout. And they always have milkshakes on tap.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. So you got me wanting Cookout, Brittany. I can't have it. I can. I just have to fucking take a bit of it apart.
Yeah, but I've been wanting a milkshake, but I'm trying my hardest to say no.
Shit, I don't blame you, but they have, damn it, I lost my train of thought. Never mind. They don't have anything, Brittany.
Oh.
I forgot. Oh, wait. Yeah, y'all was gonna say, you can get a bacon cheeseburger, a chicken quesadilla, and some fries for like $7. And that's great. With a milkshake, yeah, it's gonna be $8. Something, I think, like $8 something and some change, like low underneath $9, but I mean, still, even then,
but that ain't like, nothing.
That ain't nothing. That's a lot of fucking food for $8. And my ass, I usually add one extra hot dog plain, just grilled, because I like a grilled hot dog by itself.
I hate what? That so much.
Why?
One, I hate hot dogs, and two, I hate the fact that you get their hot dogs just plain. And you're like,
no,
life.
Whoa, no, I only get the grilled. You make it sound like I'm a psychopath. No, I only get my hot dogs plain when I get them grilled, because I like the charcoal, like, just flavor of it. Like, just that alone, that meat alone by itself is just fine with me. Like, I don't care for anything on it.
Okay.
But yeah, like, if we were to go to, like, the hot... You've seen me eat hot dog with toppings on, and we go to that hot dog place in Clarksville.
Oh, I want to go there.
See, I miss that place.
I want to get a bratwurst. Mm-hmm. Next time you're here, we'll go. We'll go get some hot dogs, but I'm getting a bratwurst. And potato salad.
I'll have a cheat day, I guess.
Yeah.
Look at me over here trying to be bad. No, I'm not going to have no damn cheat day. Brandon just asked me about that. He almost kind of, he didn't beg about it, but I could tell he's been, because he's been doing it, and he just wants something sweet or just something better.
What about like once a month kind of thing, or twice a month?
I'm cool with like 2 times a month. Like, I don't, like, because my thing is this, like I told him, I was just like, I'm only doing this because I just want to lose, like, just lose weight. Like, not be skinny or like back when I was like in my early 20s. I just want to be just, I don't know, back to where I was like when we first moved here, which I didn't look bad when I moved from Clarksville. So I would like to get back to that, because all I had to do was pretty much get in shape. I just got a little extra belly. And I'm like, yeah. I don't know where the fuck this came from.
It'd be like that. And I feel like, especially with like being quarantined and stuff, not moving around as much, I feel like that has a lot to do with it as well. Just it for is. Everyone.
Yeah. And definitely trying to get back into shape. It's tough. Like, this job is helping me sweat a lot, and this keto diet is helping me balance my meals and when I eat. So it's honestly working. Like, I'm just trying to keep it up. Like, I'm being consistent, and I just don't have time. Like, if I had the time to add in going to the gym, that would be just the best. Like, I probably would have lost a lot more fucking weight within this week if I would have done that. But it's fine. I'm more excited to just the experience and just overall seeing how really important it is to actually give a fuck about your health. Because a simple eating different healthy for like 2 days, you see the damn change. There's no lie in that.
Yeah, I gotta do better. I've been trying not to eat as many sweets, but it's hard. I feel like if I could shake the coffee habit and having to eat sweets all the time, that would help out a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
I sometimes get fast food, but I did eat at Panera Bread, which isn't too bad.
I mean, if you cut a lot of high sugar intake out of your diet, that definitely helps. And a lot of bread, sadly.
I know, I love bread.
Nah, Brittany, you gotta lay off bread sometimes.
Oh. But I mean, it helps you.
It does. It is good, but I can have bread. It just has to be a certain type of bread, which I haven't tried yet. So when I do try it, I will definitely let you know. But as of right now, like, I can have a burger even. Like, I can go get a Baconator. It's just I can't have the bun, and I have to say no ketchup or mayonnaise, I think. But other than that, I can just
love ketchup and mayonnaise.
Well, you gotta get off of if you were to do it, you would have to get off of that.
I can't. Fuck
and
that.
I mean, what I would do is just wrap it in fucking lettuce or something as a bun, or use something else.
No,
I mean,
what you need to do is go to Five Guys and get a burger in a bowl, bro.
Man, Five Guys, overpriced, cheap ass.
Burger in a bowl. Burger in a bowl, bro. You make a salad. You basically make a salad with a burger, bro.
Yeah, I kind of did that today with a turkey burger.
Just cut it up. It's literally so good. Like, just mix that shit up. Oh my gosh.
Hell yeah. I bet it is. But I'll be scared to get it from Five Guys just because they're so overpriced.
I mean, yeah, but I love Five Guys. I don't care. I'll pay the price.
Whatever. I'm not paying for a bacon cheeseburger and some fries and a drink. I'm not paying $13.
Okay, well, that's your decision.
Oh. Okay, you real, DJ. You right. You stand up for Five Guys. Shit.
Hey, they good.
They must be, because everybody, I've like, people that like Five Guys, like, they really like Five Guys. And I don't know. I could just never get on the hype.
Should I love them? And those fries, they are fresh cut. They tell you how to they tell you how to reheat the fries in the oven on the bag. Are you kidding me? Man, I fucks with Five Guys.
Do you have an air fryer?
Do I?
Yeah.
I don't have like an official air fryer. I just have a toaster oven that has an air fry function, but it's not that great.
Well, if you do get an air fryer, I was going to say you could try putting the Five Guys fries on the air fryer. We did that with McDonald's fries and Brittany. Like, we have one, and doing that with any type of fry is like insane how it just brings it back to life. Like,
oh my god, complete
freshness. It's way different. You can tell the difference from microwave fries from air fried fries.
Yeah, because usually I do them in the oven and they're pretty okay, but oh, I want an air fryer so bad.
Ooh, nope, never mind. I'm not going to say anything else, but air fryers are really good.
I need one. We'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Oh my god.
Yep. It's me, Waterboy.
Waterboy.
Yep.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks.
Wow. Shit. Okay, we'll just shit on my fucking intro. Just water.
From Waterboy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Waterboys get picked on. Okay. Yeah. I guess it makes
sense. My boy, Adam Sandler.
I forgot all about that movie.
I love that man. I'll never forget. Well, I literally love him.
Hell yeah. Well, would you like to start your good vibes for the week? If not, I can go first.
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. Well, my good vibes for the week, I'd have to say, would definitely go to Megan Thee Stallion, my wife, my girl. We together, she just don't know it. I'm definitely okay. One of her side dudes, so it is what it is. You heard it from me. Anyway, I'm very, very happy that she uses her platform to promote body positivity, just eating healthy and showing results on what happens when you do that. And she stresses about, you know, your mental health, and she's just an overall top notch. That is a real, genuine, naturally beautiful bitch. No, that's a beautiful woman, man. Like, she,
yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion is a real girl. Like, that's her independence and confidence is definitely for me. And I gotta say, like, she's definitely the reason what inspired me to just start eating right, because I'm just like, man, it's so easy just to do it. Like, it's so simple, and I'm ready for my hair to get better and longer. I'm ready for this beard to look right. I want my skin to be a little bit better, because, you know, I got a lot of melanin. I'm really, like, I'm just trying to, like, look good. Like, there shouldn't be any reason for me to be in my mid-20s and not in, and I don't even have to be in shape, just at least healthy. Like, that's it. So, right. I'm just trying to do that. Like, I'm not in a rush to, like, get fit or do anything. It just literally is about changing my entire eating lifestyle. And it's very comfortable and easy. So, shout out to the girl for definitely inspiring me to make better health choices.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I feel like it's very important.
It is. And I really hope that other people, you know, get inspired to do it. Literally, like, just Google, like, different ways. Like, people know what they like and what, you know, just try new things. It's never bad to try new things. That is definitely what I got to say. Like, always try new things.
Hell yeah. That's what I've been trying to do, too. Because I'm tired of eating the same shit and just feeling weighed down or just not even feeling fulfilled with it. Like, going and getting something quick and it just tastes like shit. It's bad for you. It's just, everything's just shit about it. So I've been trying to branch out, and I've tried a few different places this week. And like I said, I tried those smoothies out for the first time, and they were great and gave me a lot of fucking energy, more than I thought I would get. I want to do the same thing. Just try different stuff and live a better life.
It's possible. Like, back when I was eating, like, just anything, I would literally got to the point, Brittany, that I was trying to Google, like, what are some new animals? I just needed some new meat. Like, I don't know. I didn't know what else to eat. And I haven't given vegetables that much of a try or different fruits really too much. They've been a part of my life. I just don't eat them excessively like I am now. And so now with this low-carb diet and just eating anything pretty much just different and just style different, really. Like, it's really just a lot of no bread and sugars and shit. And I mean, I'm cool with it. Like, I'm still getting full. Like, it's cool to snack and everything. Like, it's kind of whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just ready for the results.
I feel that. That's always one of the biggest things is the results. But honestly, the slower your results, the better that they'll stay off. So, So, you know, you'll get there.
Oh, for sure. What did you have any good vibes to add on?
Trying to think how I want to word my good vibe.
Make sure it's from the heart. Those are the best.
From the heart.
Yep. The ones that are true.
The ones that are true. Honestly, that's kind of what I want to talk about is being like truthful and true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially with like expressing yourself and just being truthful about things that make you happy or what you want pretty much. It's hard to kind of like word it, but I guess on the like express yourself, don't do things for other people or what you think other people like or other people want to see you in. Because I see it a lot, especially working around clothing and stuff like that, where people basically want to come in and buy like the newest stuff or want to wear like the newest trends. I just feel like at this point in 2021, I don't even care about trends. I just want to dress how I want to dress, like comfortably. And I like my job because I can express how I want to dress. I don't have a dress code, so I can wear whatever I want. And people around us that work with us can wear whatever we want. For example, like I have these leggings that are like torn, like on my leg. And you know, like a normal person would be like, let me throw these away. These are damaged. But I'm just like, I don't care. Like, I don't care if someone sees a snag on my leggings. And I've wore them with my Sally dress from like the Nightmare Before Christmas. And she's already like a rag doll. So I'm like, if I wear my torn up leggings, who cares? Because it's part of my look today. But even still, I'm like, I'm to the point now where I'm like, I don't really care what people think about me, as long as I feel good about myself and I feel comfortable in my own skin. I'm not gonna try to look trashy in public or wear clothing that doesn't really fit me, but even still, I'm like, if I didn't, like, I don't care. Like, I'm comfortable, and as long as I like it, that's the whole reason why I'm wearing it. I don't like seeing people try to act different or try to like just be something that they're not around certain people because they don't think people are going to accept them the way they are, or they're just self-conscious of themselves. Like, I just feel like people should be more true to themselves and try to figure out more what they want in anything, like careers, relationships, friendships, anything, because that's one thing I'm trying to work on is kind of figuring out what I really want out of life. Like, I'm kind of in a point where I'm not really sure what I'm doing because I'm just kind of stagnant. That's how I feel. I've lived in this town since I was in first grade, and I'm just to the point now where I'm kind of ready to just move on with my life in a different state. And I've wanted this before I was 30, and now that I'm getting there and nothing's really improving here, I'm just ready to start looking at other opportunities where life can take me. Because I'm like, if I just kind of stay where I'm at and I'm not really happy, then growing up, I'm not going to feel any better. So I really want to take some time to work on myself and work on really my goals in life, because I've put that off for such a long time. I've been kind of comfortable in where I'm at. Now I'm just kind of ready to figure out what my next move is, because I don't want to stay in the spot that I'm in. And there's things I want to do, and I'm only getting older. So I'm like, I just feel like it's a good time to just start thinking about that and thinking about what I want going further in my life, whether it's the career choices I make, going to school and where I want to go to school, where I want to end up living or settling down. Do I want a family? Do I not want a family? Like different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just self-improvement. For me, I guess.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Like, I'm totally there with you. Just the whole change of pace and environment. It's always good. And the best time to start is right now. Always.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right. And I'm like, you know, I get sad thinking about being farther away from like my family or my friends, but I'm like, in today's technology, I can FaceTime with my family. I can make that effort to actually talk to them more. I can send them messages. I can send them Snapchats. I can share posts on Facebook with them. You know, just anything. I can stay in touch with them. It's not like where, you know, back in the day where there may not have even been cell phones. You know, it was only like sending letters to each other and stuff like that. We have the technology to see each other. People can fly places. You can travel and see them. That just gives them another place to go travel with less expenses because they could just stay with you, you know, if you're cool with that. I'm just ready to figure out what I want to do.
It's going to come. I'm in the exact same boat. I think especially like with this, everything, the pandemic being over and things getting back to normal. Well, not over. Oh my God. Let me definitely reword that. It is not over. It is not over. I don't give a fuck. But anyway, we're not getting on that side of it. It's just, you know, like everything opening back up. And it's just giving you now that urge to want to get back to life. But now's the opportunity, if anything, the perfect opportunity to just do new, real, different shit. Especially like to turn it over and anything about self-improvement and shit. I'm totally there. So I'm with you. I agree. I like your good vibe message.
Nice. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
It took me a while to think about it because, you know.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with it.
Creativity blocks. I really want to paint too.
I want to get into that so bad. I would like to.
Yeah, we definitely need to plan a day to paint.
I would love it.
I think it'd be cool if we did like a live painting thing.
Like Facebook Live, Instagram Live kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be cool.
I think it would be cool because it'd be like a live painting pod.
And we could just chill. I'm a drink.
Hey, we can drink.
I want to drink, so.
Yeah, we can drink. Hey, we can make.
Oh, I can't drink, Brittany.
What?
I can't drink.
Why?
Because of my diet.
But you can't, so you can't do like a cheat day one night?
Not this soon.
It doesn't have to be soon. We can plan this in like a month.
Okay, that works out. I would like that.
We could drink some wine or something. You don't like wine. Never mind.
I can't drink wine, but apparently you can drink wine on a keto diet. I don't know what type, but I saw that wine was an option for beverages.
But yeah, we can make some like margaritas, some frozen margaritas in your blender.
Don't get me hyped. I'm really excited about that blender. It's so
weird.
I never thought I would be happy about a blender.
Blenders are sick.
I believe it. Now, especially since I've learned what you can actually make with them and shit. It's got like an icy feature or a smoothie feature.
Yeah.
Like, it's got all these different types of things it does. I'm just like, I'm ready.
You can make milkshakes in there.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah. See? I used to make so many milkshakes back in the day. Because all it's you really over. Do is just add some milk and some syrup. And that's it, really.
Milk and
just
syrup?
Just it down. Really? Yeah, like... Yeah, to just kind of make the ice cream a bit more, like, creamy. Not a lot of milk, and then you just put in whatever flavor you want. And
really? No way. Yeah. That is not how you make ice cream?
A milkshake.
A milkshake? Yeah. What? Okay.
Yeah, just some ice cream, some syrup, and a little bit of milk.
So you casting spells. This sounds like some witchcraft. I'll believe it when I see it. I don't think it's that easy. Is it really? That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably put cream in there, but I wouldn't.
Why? It would make it, like, a little bit gooey?
I don't really know. I just know that some milkshakes have cream in them. Mm. But I'm like, I don't know. That just don't seem right to me.
Do the ones at Cookout have cream in them?
To be honest, I don't know. Because their milkshakes taste more like, you know, like blizzards. From yeah, really. Dairy Queen.
Yeah, they're really thick.
For real, I don't be slurping them. I be using my spoon.
Right, you gotta eat the motherfuckers. But I think those are the best ones. But I prefer Cookout's milkshakes over, like, Dairy Queen's Blizzards.
Yeah, I do. I like Cookout's ice cream, what they use. I don't know what they use, but, I mean, I like it. And I'm lactose intolerant, and their ice cream doesn't, like, bother me as bad as some. Like, Sonic, I know, uses a lot of cream in their milkshakes.
I can believe that.
Yeah, so I'm like, ugh. I don't know, I just love milkshakes. But I usually... like to eat milkshakes with candy too. They're good.
See, you're making me want to like really go get something and I can't. I haven't thought about this food like all week until now.
I told you I like them sweets. It's a problem for me.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. That need for that will go away. I don't know if you're like me. I get bored with shit after a while. I don't really have that bad of addictive personality. Like, I don't think I have anything that's just like, I've been eating this for a while, or I do this for a while, because I get bored with things.
I mean, I do with some stuff, but never sweets. Unless they're like snack cakes.
You never know. You might turn 32 and just wake up one day and you're just like, you know what? Fuck this. I don't want it.
Maybe, but... I don't know.
You might switch over to something else.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Today I had some chocolate croissants from Jack in the Box, and they were fire.
That doesn't sound good.
They didn't look good either, but when I ate them, they were good.
I'm sure they didn't look good.
I was like, these look kind of sus, but then I bit into it, and I was like, ooh, I like it.
Boy.
It was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. I enjoyed it for what it was. So,
oh yeah,
whatever. I feel like that about wraps us up today.
It does.
Yeah,
we is wrapped up. We should have like a goodbye song.
We should. We'll work on that.
We'll work on it.
We'll make something up. But yeah, as always, follow our social medias. The Vibe Check Podcast for Facebook. The _vibe_check_podcast for Instagram.
It's so hard to say.
I know, it's a mouthful. And then we would love if you guys would send us your questions or comments to our email. We're growing. Yes. Yeah, we're growing bored and we need it. We need Yeah, listener letters. Let us know how your day is. Let us know if you have a crazy aunt living with you right now. Let us know if your dog pooped on the floor last week and it drove you off the wall. Anything.
Yeah.
We are open to it all.
We're here. We are listening podcasts. Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say on that one.
Yeah.
Like, I thought about, like, as I said it, it just didn't make sense. But we want to help you. We would like to give you our point of view on things.
Yeah. And if you have any advice for what would make our podcast better, anything you want to hear about, you want us to open up about, let us know.
Definitely. Oh, and before we go, I would like to say that after this week, I will not sound like a robot or someone that's clearly using their phone. I'm actually going to go get me a microphone so I can sound like you. Your audio just sounds so much more clear. Your audio sounds more crisp than mine. Like, I've been listening to the playback on some of them, and I'm tired of sounding like this, and I want you all to hear me for what I am.
I'm just using my Apple earphones.
You're using that right now? Are you joking?
No, that's what I'm using.
Well, do you ever use the mic that we use when we used to record the what was it? The commercial? Yeah.
Not recently. I've just been holding the mic close to my mouth.
Really? See, I could probably just take that route then, because it just sounds perfectly fine. I don't know. I thought my phone was going to be all that for this, but I don't like it. So there's going to be a new version of me next week, you beautiful bitches.
Chris 2.0.
Yep.
I'm here. We are here.
Yep.
Nice. But yeah, that email, by the way, is askvibecheck@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about us. We would love to hear from you.
Yes, we will. I would. Wow. I must be getting tired because I'm fucking up on words.
It's okay. We're drunk. Not really.
No, we're not. No, I'm
not. Yeah, I'm done. But yeah, I guess that is all. And we'll see you guys next week.
Goodbye.